Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
Alright, we're all the way down to episode 199. Never thought I'd get here, never thought I'd see it, but I am here. We are here.
And it's
Man, it's Fans of Patrol time. My name is Montego Bradley, host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my sensitive but ready to get it on co-host, Miss Tifflebot. How are you, Tiff?
I'm great. That was a fantastic opening.
You know, it's kind of like I should have did it like during the soccer because I like the one guy that's like, "Oh,
oh yeah, everyone likes that guy.
He's the greatest. He's my hero." Anyway, man, this is show 199, and we have the Equalizer, and we have give me that drum roll there, right there. It's that time of year and we get all hype. We see all the goodies. It's Comic-Con time, man. So we're going to combine the show. We are with the boobies to see the Equalizer 2. And we got nothing but a butt ton of juicy stuff. And like in previous years, because at the time we record, and you know, the con isn't over until Sunday, we give you a little Comic-Con news this weekend. We give you as much as we can get our hands on until we get to the recording. We watch the stories come out throughout the day and while we're recording. And if anything comes out, any breaking news, man, we'll hit that drum roll again and we'll give you some breaking news if any comes out. But I doubt it because it's early in the morning out there and you know where, San Diego. So we do have a lot of Comic-Con news to talk about, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to discuss the news because there's some interesting thing happening. It's things that I'm interested in and not interested in. It's a lot Tiff not interested in. I know that. But
oh, yeah. Almost every. No, I'm kidding.
But that's what we're going to do. So that's going to be the show for this week. With all that, Tiff, you got to be ready to get it on.
Oh, I absolutely am.
Let's do it. All right, man, we are back. It's time to get it on. So, you know, before we get into the Comic-Con news, this was not Comic-Con news, but it's a shame because a pretty crappy story came out and has kind of been overshadowing all the big news at Comic-Con. And that's the news that everybody's beloved director, James Gunn, was fired from the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 property and the hell out of Marvel, period, because of some shocking and, tweets from the past because if anybody follows James Gunn, I don't follow James Gunn, but he says so much on Twitter and it's normally pretty decent stuff. I mean, you know, he interjects in a lot of stuff when like the Me Too movement and things like that. You know, he's always had something to say and people listen to him, you know. So apparently, you know, I don't know how it happened. Somebody decided to go back in the archives of what James Gunn has been saying. And apparently it was enough to get him booted right out of the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 post. Now, we'll talk about some of the things that was being said. But, you know, breaking this morning, Dave Podesta, you know, has started his one-man campaign to get him reinstated, you know, to the Marvel property. You know, he doesn't like it. And Dave Bautista plays Drax in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. So this is a continuing story, but I don't know if I'm a director like that and I get the boot, you know, I don't know if I
want to come back.
Yeah, you know, because then you got your pride, and you know, then they might be paying you what they, what you, unless yeah. they renegotiate the contract. So what are you thinking about this stuff, Tiff?
It's difficult. I think this is a difficult situation because those jokes were very disgusting and off color, but they were like, it's sensitive. I understand that, but like, well, should somebody really be held accountable for a joke that they made 10 years ago?
Yeah. What's the nature of some of the stuff that he was saying?
Well, here's the thing. He made a lot of jokes about being a pedophile.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it was 10 years ago, too. Yeah, you're right.
And I mean, like, yeah, he should not have done that and everything like that. But for one, he apologized for those tweets before he got the jobs for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
Long time ago, he apologized for those tweets. And I actually feel quite kind of bad for him because I don't think those jokes, like, I don't like those jokes, but, like, it's also not my responsibility to police people's humor.
And here's something else. The world of 2017-18 is a completely different platform than it was, say, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's words that I use on a regular basis that would have me hanging from a tree somewhere, you know, just beat the hell down, because the political correctness has changed even over the last, you know, 20 years. Things that was acceptable to say in public would completely get you, you know, hung for saying something now. So I'm not making an excuse for him, but that was a long time ago. No, but
things do change.
Things have changed is all I'm saying. You know, it's like those 80s movies we were watching. We were watching 48 Hours and you was like, what the hell?
Right.
And we were like, hey, it's the 80s tip, you know?
Yeah, like I was like, oh, is that okay? But I just think, you know, I also feel like it's one thing if he had actually done something to somebody. Do you know what I mean? Like
a crime and now it's coming out or something like that.
Correct.
Right.
And I feel like it's something different if you just have made a joke, as off color or disturbing to some people as that may be, that has nothing to do with reality.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. And, you know, I guess if he was unapologetic about it, you know, I don't know, man. This is a weird time we live in, man. It's so careful. I can't believe we still have a podcast and say, you know, because you can step into something quickly. You know, just ask Roseanne. Look how bad that whole situation is gone. But, you know, that's something completely, totally different. But this,
yeah, that is not the same.
No, it's not the same. Don't get me wrong, y'all. It's not the same. But, yeah, it's one of those things like, And these studios, they ain't playing with y'all. They ain't playing. Hey, let me just do. I'm gonna do all y'all movie stars and you public figures a favor. Don't be like your president. Put the Twitter down. Just put it down and take two steps away and run the other direction. Y'all need to stay off of these social media things because you're gonna be held accountable by public opinion. You know, it's just gonna happen. You can't get out of it. Y'all need to run away from the Twitter. I don't know.
You just gotta, you know. I think, like, part of fame is that you have a desire to, I think, like, for a lot of people who desire to be famous, there's also that desire to be adored for being famous, and one of the easiest ways to be adored directly is via social media.
James Gunn didn't appear to be one of those people to me, but he definitely is an opinionated person.
That's what happened. He made someone mad, and they went back in the Twitter archives to find something.
Ooh, you bastard. I remember when you said, oh, let me give him, watch this. You know, that's exactly what happened. You're right.
So
that's it for that, man. Back to Buffyland, Tiff, you know.
Oh, it's here again.
Back to Buffyland. Now, this is breaking Comic-Con news. So, Buffy the Vampire Slayer series reboots. Now, this gets me. With Black lead in the works from Monica, what's her name? Azusu Breen and Joss Whedon. He's back. Because this is, I guess, his original property, right?
Yeah, I think he's just barely touching it, you know?
Yeah, okay. It's amazing that we got announced Black Lead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that? We so hung up on stuff. You just can't just have an actress come out and she just be an actress, right? She
gotta
be
that, like, is so true.
Black Lead! Asian Lead! You know, just it has to be something different. But it's getting a lot of, you know, there's a lot of diehard Buffy fans out there. People who really, really like the property. You know, matter of fact, we even had somebody interact with us on our Twitter feed about it. And I thought it was pretty interesting. Let me see. Okay. @_bookish_girl. She wrote yesterday after we posted this story. Hey, I don't get the point of rebooting Buffy as a character. Why not just have a new Slayer, you know, set in the same world? And B, I know @Josh don't write every script, but the ones he did write contain the heart of what makes Buffy so wonderful. Can't see another writer managing that. Interesting points, you know. Why not just do a new Slayer in the universe? Why, destroyed everything that the last character did, you know, and have this new and exciting. I kind of like her comment, man, you know? I mean, what do you think?
Well, actually, I thought that maybe that's what they were doing until, you know what I mean? Like, that would make sense. I guess I don't understand why they wouldn't just do that. It's plenty of time to have it be like she can't be the Slayer anymore. Then you could even have had
Jessica Parker
or Jessica, whatever her name, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, when I say Jessica Parker, right? I thought that's another girl.
Sarah Michelle Gellar could come back and be like, teach her some stuff and be like, you know, it could be a nice little thing.
Yeah,
not doing anything.
You can have it be Gertrude, the vampire slayer. You know, that's a good idea, man. I like that better. And then you don't have the fans butthurt, but some of them would always be butthurt. But, you know, you can do it now, and you can have your black lead, you know, do what you want to do without stirring the pot. And another thing, any property now these days, after 3 years after release, it's fair game. They'll reboot any damn thing now, man.
You know? Oh, yeah, they reboot something that came out last year.
Oh, yeah, big time. Hey, you didn't like that Spider-Man? We're going to do this Spider-Man.
Reboot!
That actually happened. What? How many times?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, they'll just do it.
Yeah, so... So, you, like you said, it's Joss Whedon's property. This other person is going to do it here. Who happens to be African-American? So, you know. Mm-hmm. So
I guess I could give it a try.
Oh, the buff? We probably going to have to, like, do something because I think the people want to know people how really the Tipobot like feels about the Buster. So, tell you what we're going to do. We're gonna look down and see if we got any breaking news from Comic-Con. All right, this just in. Comic-Con 2018, Marvel Cloak & Dagger Season 2 confirmed. Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, I never watched the first season.
Me neither. So congratulations to whoever likes it and to the people who are on the show.
Yeah, you're so positive because I just was done when it was on Freeform. I just was like, I don't watch Freeform, you know. So, but I heard it was good. I really did. I heard it was a pretty decent show, you know, so. Maybe I'll check it out. You know, on my Apple TV, there's a Freeform app.
I was like, oh, well, you can try it out. Yeah.
I don't know. I might feel a little.
Isn't Freeform Disney?
Has to be if some Marvel is on there, but it's like.
Because the reason I ask is because we were watching Freeform the other day.
Uh huh.
Like, because we were just looking through channels and a Disney movie was on.
Go ahead and make your excuse, Tipobot.
Pocahontas and then Mulan.
Make your excuse for watching Freeform, Tipobot.
I'm just saying it's reputable.
I think that would make sense, but, you know, Marvel don't seem to be throwing any of their properties to non, you know, Disney things, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. Freeform. But anyway, Cloak & Dagger.
Woo! Congratulations! Yeah.
There you go. Breaking news from Fans with Patrol. Let's see. What we got here? Now, man.
Oh, we're going to talk about, oh my God.
Yeah, so something real got us, got a season 2 confirmed, and they dropped the trailer. We're talking about the brand new Star Trek Discovery, man. So, Tiff, did you ever finish watching season 1?
No, but this trailer?
Tiff, season 1 is the truth.
Yeah.
Season 1 is the truth. It's so good. even if you're not a Star Trek fan, it's so good. It's a good show. And because they're on that app, you know, they're a little Netflix-ish. They don't have to hold back, you know. Somebody dropped an F-bomb in Star Trek World.
Holy shit.
I know. It was like, whoa. It even made news.
Yeah.
So, the trailer, what are your thoughts on this thing, you know?
Well, first of all, and we've discussed this before, beautiful cinematography.
Cinema for real photography, not cinema TV photography. It was like, big time. You're right.
Mm. Yeah. And it just looks, the story is fascinating. It makes you, it draws you in. It makes you like, you're like, what's happening? Why is this? And then you're like, I have to watch this.
So they bring in Christopher Pike in. We, you know, we talked about that, but I forgot about it. And now, breaking news, Tiff, they're bringing Rebecca Stamos. She's going to be
really
number one. She's, you know, because this is like the old Star Trek, you know, I mean, not the old Star Trek, but the old characters. You remember the character number one that was actually... She, the original number one, played Deanna Troi's mother later on Star Trek Next Generation, and she was also the wife of Gene Roddenberry, I think. I'm pretty sure if I'm wrong about
that. The woman who played the Loxana Troi?
Yes. Yes, but originally she was number one. She was way back in the day, you know, all young and tall and stuff, you know. So Stamos is playing this character. She's playing number one. So interesting, because they pretty much closed down everything in the first season, and something happened at the end, you know. And so now we got this. So it's a good show. Oh, man. Just wait, though, Tiff. Wait till it come back on so you only have to pay that for like a month, you know?
Yeah, get that, you know, just watch cram
the,
it all in.
Right, watch the old, watch the new, and have a ball, because I enjoyed it. So, but I'm going to tell you something, man. The only thing about this trailer I don't like is that boom, 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 boom.
I also didn't like that.
Why is everything got to have cool music? You didn't need that. You ain't need that. I mean, I like Lenny Kravitz. We playing Lenny Kravitz today doing the show. But I don't need that. I mean, I would have wanted to hear some.
It also doesn't really fit, even though I like Lenny Kravitz.
No, you know what I mean? It didn't fit.
It doesn't fit with the I mean, like, here's what you need, that big orchestral.
Dude, you need
like, loser music. Give us the loser music.
You're right. You need that big crescendo. You know what?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are y'all doing with? Dun, 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 dun,
I mean, it's like, because when we think about it, like as we've discussed, we both like Enterprise.
Love it. Yeah.
And they had that opening theme.
Oh God.
That I also I enjoy it.
Oh, that I hate it so bad. You know.
I know you hate it. That's what I'm saying. People who like Star Trek didn't like that at all. And
it's been a long time.
It's my jam.
I'm here, man. It's been a long while.
It's so good.
My heart is here. You just can't
so
help
what
to
I'm
sing
saying
it.
Is, they didn't even like that.
I didn't like it. I mean, it wasn't a bad tune, but it didn't felt. It felt like I was watching. You know what? It felt like Quantum Leap was coming on.
That's why I liked it, because I love.
I love it. Me too. I love it. Redo that. You want to make something?
Bring that back.
Bring that back.
I think they can't, because I guess I could see why that would be offensive.
What would be offensive? Quantum
Leap?
Well,
like, because he, you know, he leaps into like
different
men, women, which
so
I think
cool.
is not offensive, but maybe people would be offended by it.
Oh, in this day and age? Please. Why would it? Hey, all the rules was thrown out years ago, Tiffelbot. You can do anything you want to do in this world now. But that was the cool thing. I love how he would be a woman. And, like, guys would be, like, trying to come on to him. And he, like, dude. And then he would be walking around in that dress, you know?
Yes. It's so good.
And, you know, he all big. Because he wasn't, like, effeminate at all, you know? So he would just, like, be like. He'd just, like, look at the mirror. Oh, boy. We are talking about Quantum Leap. Let's move on.
I'm sorry. Comic-Con 2018, Quantum Leap.
Right. 2019, we want to see it. That's what we want to see. We want to see.
But this trailer looks really friggin' good. But what did you think about it?
I thought it looked great. I thought it has the same pulse of the movies. You know, it's before Enterprise. You know, the movies. It's before.
Right.
It's before that. And so the characters have been compelling. The stuff that they have done on it has, like, just took it to a whole nother level. Actually, it's taken it to higher levels than the movies have. You know, they've taken more risks than the movies. And it's a real world. I loved everything about the trailer. It was very exciting, but the music was so distracting for me. I love that song, man, but I just was like, man, no. You know, come on. Y'all trying to be so cool. All these trailers I've been noticing got all this little cool music, and come on, y'all. Y'all can do better than that, you know? Come on. Anyway, bravo, except for the tunes. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I cannot wait now. I might not wait. I might just get the app to watch it.
Oh, how many you got to catch up? A lot?
A lot.
Oh, shoot. Get it, turn it off, and then turn it back on when it comes on.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good TV watching. I think you guys are like it. Anyway, wow, it's time for social media already. Could you hit us with that, Tiffelbot?
Absolutely. For everything Fans on Patrol, go to fansonpatrol.com. Reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com directly, or via social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fans on Patrol. And, of course, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podknife, and what's the other one?
The NerdPodcastMafia.com.
Yes, so please give us a rating and review on any of your favorite listening platforms. That really helps us out, and we'll give you a shout-out on the air.
All right, man, so back to the con, man. Where we at here? So, Everybody's booty cheeks got knocked off on the day before yesterday. And I mean it knocked everybody's booty cheeks off. People are pissed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that.
I'm talking about the Titans returning to TV, but the live-action Titans with Dick Grayson and all the Beast Boy and Raven. Who else is there? Starfire. And it was some... Oh, Cloak and Dagger, who I don't know why they... Anyway, so... This trailer came out, and everybody's been waiting for it, man, because the images have been looking good. They've been looking superhero-y. Now, we have to tell you that this is coming out to the DC Universe. It's not coming out on regular TV.
Yes.
This is all for
so
their new streaming service, you know. So, all I can tell you from the beginning, Tiff, that cue the dark music over there. There we go. Yes. It was goddamn on dark, Tiff. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
dark. Which is like dark. What I liked about it.
You did like the darkness.
Yeah, but that's, I don't have like a Teen Titans, which I know has like traditionally been more of a lighthearted.
Even in their like heyday. Yes.
Yeah. So like that, you know, that's which people enjoy and have like connections to. So for me, there's nothing being taken away here.
Yeah.
It just seems like I would like it.
Yeah. So we introduce a thing and, there's Dick Grayson, you know, and the ass whooping ensues, and which the ass whoopings looks great, Tiff. You know, I'm like,
yeah, oh. And they're a little harsh and stepping off bulls' necks and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, this is like the DC universe in the movies.
It's going hard,
and then you got foul mouth Robin up there talking about fuck Batman. What?
It seemed a little. So, okay, I do have one complaint about this trailer.
Okay, here we go.
And it's not, I would still watch this, so don't take this too bad to heart.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it.
It seems a little, like, low, like, high budget, low budget, which I don't know if that makes sense, where it's like, it seems like they wanted to have a high budget, but they didn't, so like, some of it seems like a little below, I don't know, like, it seems a little, like, maybe the acting isn't up there. I don't know what it is. I can't quite put my finger on it, but something's a little off.
Something is off. You got great cinematography in some areas. And then some areas you have, it looks a little wonky. I don't know how many shows it's going to be, you know. I don't know how many they're shooting for, so how much they spent on it. I think this is the flagship of the new app. So I can only imagine. They probably poured a lot of money into it, but... You know, some of the images, like Beast Boy looks creepy.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. Starfire still looks like a hooker, even though they said, hey, this is gonna be better than
Her hair looks better.
Well, that's because it was on fire at the time, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, she still looks pretty awful to me. Cloak and Dagger look pretty good to me, in their little, you know, suits and stuff doing their thing. Not Cloak and Dagger. What did I call them? Cloak and Dagger? It's Hawk and Dove. That's the two characters. It started out as two brothers, and then now it's a lady. I don't know. Anyway, they look pretty good. However, you know, I don't know. The Beast Boy thing, and it seems like, maybe the first few episodes, maybe it's all about Raven, you know, and her creepy powers and stuff. And I don't know, Tiff. It's a lot to look at. People are upset about this, though. People are not liking the images, you know. I don't know.
Which I think is kind of a mistake, because, like, here's the thing. If you're starting a flagship show, like you said,
yeah, flagship
for this brand new
channel.
App
yeah.
that you have,
yes,
and you're gonna need to bring in people. Not here's the thing, this is not the time to get new fans, because you're not gonna get new fans to come to this app for that.
Ooh.
You need to get the people who
Tiffle
are already loyal to you.
Yes, indeed. Preach. Yeah, you're right. That's absolutely
and
true.
Then once you have those people, you can start taking risks. You need to build and established. See, the thing about it is like the Star Trek thing could work because there's already a Star Trek fan base that would come for Star Trek.
Yes.
And then you could also maybe get some new people who are interested in like some just science fiction stories. This, you're making the people who would maybe potentially be already buying your app mad.
So what you're saying is you needed to streamline this whole process and stay with the heavy characters that you recognize, so people could just come aboard and stick to the app and then grab the newbies.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Scientifically broken down from Tiffle by
That's dog. Welcome, everybody. You're welcome. Damn. Here's right. The thing. Too late now.
Yeah. Because you went with the offshoots.
I'm interested in watching this. I would watch this, but I am not going to buy your app.
No. So, well,
what did you think? Would you watch this?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. You know, you could say,
oh, you're gonna get the app.
You could put a turd on a Superman. You know, a red a cape on a turd, and I'll be like, well, it's Superman. It's supposed to be Superman. Let me see what they do with it, because you know, I want to see. You know, I want to check it out. Yeah. I want to watch it. So I watch it all, regardless of what I say. But you know. But I haven't watched Cloak and Dagger, and I said I would, but I'll probably get around to it. But no, I'm going to check it out, man, because sometimes these things, like, don't turn out the way you think once you start seeing them move around and, you know, you see the pulse of the show. Because sometimes a story is more interesting enough to keep me on, just like Krypton. I know I'm the only one watching it, but I love it, you know. I think the story is so compelling. And that's another thing. It makes me wonder, is DC going to grab Krypton and throw it? You know, are they going to gather all their properties, you know, and put them in one place?
Well, oh, you mean like just as a base for,
well, right,
where you can watch it, not like ownership?
Yeah, because it's on Sci-Fi, I think, which is owned by NBC right now. And it was greenlit for a second season. But, you know, that's contractual things and stuff like that. But who knows, man? But, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I did think it could have looked a lot better. And I don't really like teen kids all that much, you know, like the CW was always trying to do.
I know, you hate that.
But this was one of them shows you probably needed to do that, you know. Beast, I don't know. The Beast Boy character looked really strange to me. Anyway.
Well, he's green, so it's like, how are they going to do this with a person?
He's green with the signature jacket on, and so there you go. That's all they need to do. Here, put a jacket on him. Make him green, more green, you know. Starfire just looks, oof, I don't know. Anyway, sorry, fans. We're going to check it out. We'll let y'all know if the coast is clear. So, for the fans, if Tiff's like it, you probably should run away from it, right? Because
right, you're not the barometer.
Right. That's not your fan base. Anyway, man, so that's been the big bomb. So then we had a couple of teases from this Glass stuff, man. Now, I know you don't have too much knowledge in this stuff because you never seen...
Watched the trailer.
You watched the trailer. I'm talking about you never seen the original two movies.
No, I don't want to.
Right. So...
But go on.
Unbreakable. This is a property based on M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable, which I was not a fan of. I've stated it on the show before. I do say this. I probably need to go back and rewatch it. I saw it once and did not like it. But that was when it first came out. So then they came out with the movie Split, well, maybe last year.
The year before last year.
And I'm a little pissed that I didn't see it because I am a James McAvoy fan.
Me too. I really like him.
Really like him. Just so much. Just watch Atomic Blonde again. I was just like, man, I like this character. Anyway.
God, I love.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Now look what you've done to me.
I know.
Okay, but I do love him. And that actually is weird that you say that because I also feel like maybe I should watch that movie because I really like him. And I can tell even from just watching the trailer that he's good in it.
Oh, I've heard nothing but good things about Split. So yeah, we both should, you know, shame on us. So
we should do that as fan service.
Yeah, and I see that, and it's out on next fan service Split. That's what we're gonna do. Okay, so then they have this trailer where the three people in the three movie are all in a cuckoo farm, right? Oh, I'm sorry, mental health facility. Can't say cuckoo farm no more.
Yeah, no, don't. I mean, do not say that.
Exactly, mental health facility. I don't even say shit like cuckoo. I don't know where that came from. Anyway. So, Bruce Willis is looking old. Samuel Jackson is looking older and broken. And
oh, yeah, but Samuel Jackson, I think he looks like really, he does a great, like, this is my character.
Yeah.
Here I am. Like, he's got this presence about him. Like, the whole time that even, like, I'm watching the trailer, I'm just looking at him.
Yeah, you can't take your eyes off Sam for some reason. And then when he starts speaking, either he's going to talk real serious like that, or he's going to give you a motherfucker. and either way is okay. Right? So
yes, either way is perfect.
Right. So this looks good, Tiff.
Mm-hmm. It actually really does.
Trailer look real
that's
good.
That's the thing. You guys, I have been burned. I have been burned by M. Night Shyamalan. You've burned me, you motherfucker, so many times. I just can't do it.
I liked a few.
Okay. Yes. Of course, you like The Sixth Sense.
Loved
because
it.
That was the first time.
Loved it.
That you... But then every time afterwards, it's just like The Village and Lady in the Water. And
I like the one when with the Mel Gibson. I like that.
Aliens.
Yeah, I like that. I dug it.
Science.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just, it's not because, here's the thing, I actually don't even mind, oh, the fucking old people one.
What old people?
The one? Visit.
Oh, shit, I don't even know that movie.
The shitty, terrible movie. But, like, I just feel like, there's nothing wrong with, like, having twists in your movies. I don't even, like, maybe so much hate him for that, but, like, it needs to be, like,
always a twist.
Shocking. Yeah.
Always a twist. So, again, Split got a lot of good press, man. People liked the movie. So maybe he got his groove back, you know. Maybe he got back on track. So we're going to check out Split, that's for sure. And then this looks good, man. This we might have to go to see the movies to see this. I mean, this looks pretty good. Only person in it I don't really care for is Bruce Willis all that much. But
you don't like Bruce Willis?
I used to really like Bruce Willis, but all I just hear he's the biggest douche on the planet, man. You know,
that's bad.
And then when people say that, and you can see it before they even finish the shh and douche, you're like, oh yeah, yeah. But I still go to see his movies and stuff to a point. Because some of them, like that last one, I didn't want to go see because it looked just total Bruce Willis. What was that? The remake, Death Wish. I didn't want to see that. You know, just come on, man, get out of here with that mess. You know, old man beating up people just like the Equalizer. Anyway, so that's Glass, man. So what we got next here? So this is a trip, right? So you notice that Marvel has pretty much handed the San Diego Comic-Con over to DC and Warner Brothers, right? Because they're so busy doing D23 and their own little cons and stuff like that, that they don't really do any big announcements and big trailer reveals and stuff like that at San Diego Comic-Con. It started like about 2 years ago, and then last year it was pretty pitiful. It was like DC heavy, just like this year. How much Marvel news you got? How much Disney news you got? They gave us this, which is cool. The animated thing, I thought they were gonna, you know, show you the new animated series they have coming out. You know, that's supposed to be about the first, around the time the First Order is being created and stuff like that. So I'm excited about that because I watch these shows. But they went back, and this is not a problem. They're going back, and so they didn't give you that one. They gave you the Clone Wars. Now, the Clone Wars, I watched it all the seasons that it had. I think it had like 6 seasons. The last season came out on Netflix. Very good show. The show started out a little wonky and kiddie, but about time it got to like the 3rd season and stuff, they were writing it for like people my age, practically, you know, the stories that got real dark and mature and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they got really, really good. And then it was over. And now they're bringing it back again, man. You know, the Clone Wars is not finished, you know. And if you watch the trailer, it says that, you know, it was not done, you know. So here we go. So I know you never watched this, Tiff, but you got any thoughts
Absolutely
on this?
Not.
No, you have absolutely not.
I guess I don't really understand. Is this a continuation then, you said, or?
Yeah, it's not
a reboot.
No, it's a continuation. It's
okay. Nope, this means absolutely nothing to me. Like, I watched this trailer and I was like, what?
Yes, it's good.
Who? But you were excited.
Yeah, I was. So if you watch Star Wars Rebels, you've seen the transformation from Ahsoka Tano, that was Anakin's Padawan. You know, to an adult. So she's an adult in the Rebels TV show, which is, you know, now over. So this is right, it appears right when she left off, you know, when she left the show. And so I don't know if I wanted to go back that damn far. You know what I'm saying? But
sure.
It's only supposed to be 3 years between the Clone Wars and the Revenge of the Sith show. So now that Star Wars has moved on, you know, to the First Order stuff with the Last Jedi and things like that, it makes me wonder if fans would be interested in going back yet again. So I'm not sure. This is a gamble, I think, for Disney. However, it's coming out on their streaming service. So now all these studios is like, listen, we can do what we want. Yeah, you know. And so I think that's what this is. You know, it's a race for content for the streaming services. Speaking of that, looks like this is off the Comic-Con news. Comcast has dropped out of the bidding for 20th Century Fox, leaving Disney as the sole go-getter. So it looks like looks like that. Right, that might just happen now. So that's interesting.
Do you have to own everything, guys?
I would want everything. I want it all. I want it all.
Montego is the Disney of fans on patrol.
Right. I want that, and I want that. Matter of fact,
this is mine. I am the king of all of these things. These are all of mine. I'll have that as well.
I'm going to charge you for flushing that toilet over there. Yes, I patent that noise. Every time a toilet flushes, I get 2 cents. So. So, yeah, so we probably won't get too much Marvel news out of this con, I wouldn't imagine, you know, just
probably not.
Just because, you know, we're going to save ours for D23, the hell with you punks, you know, so whatever, man. I'm about to check again for any breaking news.
Breaking news.
And we have nothing, Tiffobot, nothing.
What time is it in California right now?
For me,
it is 7:56.
Yeah, so nothing is gonna come. I stopped watching Walking Dead 2 seasons ago, Tiffobot.
I know, you've been super anti.
Yes, I was the fan of fans, and they just kept killing and beating up on kitties and stuff, and I was like, I don't watch TV to see children be hurt, man, you know, so I stopped watching it, and then the violence had got so over the top with me. Now, friends of mine have said, hey, you know, they hadn't gotten that violent since then. Yeah, because they've been trying to save people like me, because you had a lot of people like, yeah, I love it, but then other people was just like myself was like, come on, man, you know, be a little creative with some of this stuff, as far as some of this stuff can be implied. Anyway, Rick Grimes, man, Andrew Lincoln, you know, he made that announcement that he wasn't, this was his last season. He came
out. So he's going to die?
I believe. I think he died in the comics. I'm not sure. But he made an official announcement at Comic-Con yesterday that this will be his official last season of The Walking Dead. Now, trailer comes on. He's in the basement jail that Morgan built with Negan. Now, the last book I read, I think, was 150, 151 through 155. And this was what was happening. And so it's interesting, you know, because I haven't read the book since then. And I was like, oh, I remember this. Because Rick was in charge and all these, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's pretty interesting. So the trailer looked awesome.
Yeah. I thought there was nothing really wrong with this trailer.
But what else did you think about it? I mean,
I've never watched Walking Dead. I've seen like maybe a couple episodes here and there because Mike watched it for a while, but I was never that invested in it.
Really? Don't you like the scary movies?
Yeah, it's not that I was scared of it. It was more like just a drama. It's basically a drama with zombies in it.
That's exactly what it is.
And I'm just like, I don't care about these. I don't care about this zombie soap opera. And the problem for me mostly is that, like, I guess at a certain point in a story, you either have to, and I guess maybe this is kind of that point where, like, you either have to stop running because, like, just can't run forever.
They did, and that's what happened 2 seasons ago. They stopped running and started building communities and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems, for me, but this trailer, here's the thing. They do cut a good trailer.
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a good show. It just went too far for me. And I'm going to tell you something else about Walking Dead. It's actually better to binge. So if you ever wanted to visit it, I mean, the first, you know, 6-7 seasons to me was just awesome. It was just great. And to binge it, so you don't have to wait from week to week like I used to have to. Oh, my goodness. You probably won't get off your sofa. I'm really surprised you didn't like this. I mean, most people who are, you know, they can stomach, you know, some of the violence in this thing, love this show. It's a good show. I'm thinking about maybe revisiting it after it's all done, you know, binging the last couple seasons, skipping the violent parts and stuff like that. I know I'm not going to, you know, skip 2 seasons and jump into the 9th, but the trailer did look awesome. But here's the worst part about it. Everything they built seemed like it was getting tore down. All the main characters seemed to be at war with each other. You know, so that sucks.
But I guess that's the kind of stuff that would happen.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Me, you, and Smooth, we'll be cool. You have yours, I have mine. We'll be collaborating and stuff. You know, I don't understand why we got to fight. Anyway, man.
I don't either, but like that's part of like all zombie stories. Always like the people who are like also a threat. Oh, not just the zombies.
The people always become more of a threat. So that's the nature of dealing with zombies, y'all. Get it together. They also, yesterday at Comic-Con, I think they're doing another Walking Dead,
spinoff?
No, handheld game. The one with the Clementine. They're doing another one, which is an awesome fun game if you never played it before. The Telltale game. So they're doing another one of those. So I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do, man. We're gonna take a little break before we get into the rest of our news, and then you know, we still got the movie to do. So I know our fans is like, I gotta use the bathroom. So we're gonna give you a break, even though you can just push the pause. We're gonna get a break because I need a break, and then we're gonna come right back. All right, man, back to DC Streaming Services. We are back with some more con news, and before we got back on, I checked to see if we had any breaking news, and there's no breaking news, so we're not going to get that trailer this week. We'll talk about it next week, I guess. So we've been talking about DC bringing back Young Justice for a long time. It started from a fan campaign. You know, the show was damn good. Had two seasons. I was stuck to it on glue. Me and my kids just loving the hell out of the show. They canceled the damn show, Tiff. They canceled the damn show. And the worst part about it is they left it on a redunculous type of cliffhanger. It's not like it was like, well, we'll see you next week, kids. You know, it was like, no, you know, and it was just like over. So, you know, they've been talking about us coming. They said it was going to be on a streaming service. And now we actually got some footage. And it's kind of funny because the footage that they supplied had a lot of the stuff from last season on it. You know, from the
clip. Those were rehashed, right?
Yeah, super rehashed. About half of it was rehashed and then half of it was new. I'm excited, Tiffle, but looks pretty good. Looks
it does.
Pretty good. So you're liking the way it looks, right?
Well, it's crazy because, like, I watched this trailer and I've never watched the show, but I was like, this actually looks really good.
Yeah, it's a good show. It was very surprising. The first season was kind of, we have an adventure every week, you know, and we were like these kids, you know, they were all the sidekicks of these major superheroes, you know, that were come together, you know, like, we don't want to be sidekicks, you know. And then it got serious. And then the second season, it didn't even feel like it was for kids anymore. You know, right. It was like, whoa. I mean, the themes got really mature and complicated, but still really, really, really good. It's a great show, and I'm really looking forward to watching the next season. And hopefully it just won't be one season. You know, it was a phenomenal show. So I'm glad to see it back.
I can tell it was good just from the trailer that I watched now, because, like, I'm not usually into that stuff, but I'm just like, yeah, I can totally watch this.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of DC Animated, I think they did announce today that their next animated movie is going to be Batman Hush, which was a sweet series back.
I read Hush. It's very good.
Yes, it's very good. So they're doing Hush, man, and hopefully they won't skip over everything and make it goofy. But I think they did Gotham by Gaslight. They did this. They did that. But the last major story I think they did was The Killing Joke, which got mixed reviews and stuff like that, you know. So I don't think I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was better on paper, you know, and for the time. But the movie was kind of, meh, you know, who cares. Anyway, so that's it for DC news. We promise. So
we promise.
We promise. So, Tiffobot, did you ever finish watching Luke Cage Season 2?
Yes. Well, I think we have one episode left, actually.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. I liked it so much better than Season 1. I thought it was way better than Season 1. I enjoyed the shit out of it. And I'm going to throw up a spoiler real quick. Because spoilers, y'all. I want you to go up just like 30 seconds. That episode with Power Man and Iron Fist fighting together just was the shit. I was like, it was so good. Anyway.
Yeah, they should. I don't even know why they bother doing anything else.
Yeah, it should be combine them. Combine them.
Do it.
Yes. So, okay, out of spoiler territory. So, you know, Iron Fist hasn't been received. That
not so good.
Not warmly, but he was good on the show, man. You know what I'm talking about. What I was spoiling, you know, that was he was being the Danny that we know and love. You know, giving a little advice, a little mojo. You know, anyway. So now we have a trailer, man. We have a trailer, and people are getting excited.
A little baby trailer.
Baby trailer, but people actually are getting excited over this trailer. They said it looks so much better than last season. And to me, it's just a fight.
Yeah, I don't see how it could be better. It doesn't look. There's nothing to show they had stuff like this in the first season.
They did. However, I'm trying to figure out what people didn't like about the show. You know, was it you know, was it the story? Was it, did they feel like it was all over the place? Did they not like the actor? Did they, what was it? Because I kind of dug the villain. That was the guy from the Lord of the Rings, and I liked the ward and the corporate side of it, but maybe it was too corporate. Maybe it was too up and down for people. I
would give the second season a try just because I feel like because sometimes a show needs another season to get its footing.
They get the, right. And every time we bring this up, I bring up Star Trek season 1 and 2. The Next Generation. Ooh, good. Terrible. Both seasons are terrible. Once they got to the third season, they kind of find their foot and they had the character set. Everything got interesting. Before that, it was like, man, this is bad. You know, but I guess with all this competition now these days, they don't let things find their feet sometimes. But I love the girlfriend, man, in Iron Fist. I love her.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you watched Luke Cage, we got a little bit of her. And it was great, you know. So I'm definitely going to give it another chance. You know, so, and maybe they should just stay away from doing Defenders, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, stay away from the Defenders, yeah. But do Heroes for Hire.
Yeah, they could, and throw some Punisher in some of these shows.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, people. Yeah, shoot. Though, thank God we didn't have to see Karen Page, because it was like, she's just not interesting. Karen Page should have been.
I don't like Karen Page.
I mean, not that much. Bob Urich, they had her take over his job, and he was way more interesting than she was. You know, that was the writer who got killed, you know, in Daredevil. You never seen that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's Iron Fist for you. So that's all they showed us from. That's all we got from Marvel so far.
A little tiny sample.
Yeah. I wonder if, but it comes out this year. Y'all don't have no more to
this? Yeah, very soon, September.
Yes. Yeah. Can we get a little more? Okay. Okay. Because they do good with these trailers because there's so much stuff. You never know what you're looking at with these. Anyway, man, what do we have, I think, lastly for the day? Oh, that's just something new and original, right? From
yes.
YouTube Red. We got our guy, Malfoy, finally got another job. He was on Flash for a little bit.
Yes, there
he is. So, what do we have here with this last property, Tiff?
So, we have this. They're traveling to other planets to populate them, but it looks like, you know, not necessarily when they get to the planet, but there's something wrong with the ship.
Yeah.
Or the people on the ship.
Yeah, and how do they choose these people to go? Because they don't look like the rich and famous. Some of these people look dirt poor. Everybody look dirt
probably poor. It's like one of those things where like a lot of sci-fi tropes where they're like, we took some farmers. We took some doctors.
Yeah. I mean, they got murder out there in the stars already. They took the wrong damn people is what this looks
he
like.
He looks so
He looked like Kylo
old.
Ren. Malfoy. Oh, well, he is old. Well, no, he ain't
how
that old.
Is he?
He is not that old. You're right. Yeah, because
he looks older than me.
Man, I don't know, man. He might have been dipping in them Hollywood rugs there, man. You know? he looked pretty worn out there. You're right.
Yeah, he does.
Well, he's seasoned.
Do you want to see this? Because I really do. I love scary space.
I hated Event Horizon. However,
what?
Hated Event Horizon. Hated. But this dude looked pretty good, man. I mean, it makes me wonder if some of the images we're seeing, because they had on those virtual reality goggles, is it real? You know, is it?
Oh, kind of like Total Recall.
Yeah, there you go. Total Recall. I forgot all about, maybe The Matrix or something. So maybe all this stuff is just false. But, Tiff, you got to go to YouTube Red for this again, man.
Nope. Fuck you, YouTube Red. Although.
No YouTube Red, Tiff?
It's just. I don't want to pay for YouTube Red, but I will say that the shows they've created, like this show, wow, for being like, I guess the second one that I know of on YouTube Red, looks really good. It's like they're coming out strong, I feel like.
Well, they look like they put more money into this with The Karate Kid, but, you know, The Karate Kid was definitely, you know, looked and felt like a TV show when you was, you know, watching it. This looks very cinematic. And you can't sleep. YouTube got a lot of money, Tiff. I mean, Netflix should be afraid. They should be very afraid because they have these powerhouse giants. And not that they're not a powerhouse giant, but, you know, they're like, we're going to come into play, too. You can't have all this streaming money. So, you know.
It's soon going to be so factioned, I just don't even know what to do anymore.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. And all y'all want some money, you know. Every last
You're burning us out.
Yeah, man. I don't know how I'm going to handle all this stuff because I already did my free Cry the Kid thing, you know. And So the next time it comes out, I'm going to have to pay for like a month. But you're not going to pay. Maybe you're going to do the old Dwayne. You're going to find a way to, you know, I don't know. Or just not
No,
care.
I won't do it. I won't. No, I'll just skip it. Yeah. I'll just skip it.
Yeah, and that's the danger of some of this stuff. Because you find yourself trying to be clever for everything. I don't know if I care that much to be doing all that stuff, you know. So anyway, man, we're going to take one last look at the feed there to see if we got any breaking news, man.
Breaking news.
All right, man. So that's going to – we have no breaking news, man. You know, so that was the it for the breaking news. So there's plenty because this is – for us, it's Saturday, which means Saturday evening is when the
– Here it comes.
Yeah, all the heavy stuff come out. But we'll get that to y'all next week, man. We'll talk about it because, you know, we got thoughts. We got hopes and dreams too, you know. So that's going to do it, man. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with our coverage of Denzel Washington's – what's this? The Equalizer 2. Clever title. We'll be right back. All right, we went to the movies yesterday, man. I don't know if it was a great experience for you, but it was just an okay experience for me. But we come to see Antoine Fuqua and his Equalizer 2. Same director as the last time, 2 hours, 1 minute. Denzel Washington returns as Robert McCall. But I didn't even know that Pedro Pascal was in this movie. I love this dude.
I did not either.
I love this
I'm
man.
Surprised.
He is my new dude. Ashton Saunders, I think he's a newcomer. Miles Whitaker, and Bill Pullman was in this movie as well as
a surprise to me.
Yeah, especially for the amount of screen time that he had, and Melissa Leo, and then we had a whole bunch of other people because you know how those spy movies going, how they go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, man, so do you like this movie, Tef? Did you like?
Oh yeah, yes, I like this movie.
So did I. Now we're gonna hit them spoilers, so I don't want to mess nobody up. So we got our spoilers going. Here we are, man. We're right back in the saddle with our hero, man. You know, and the movie starts off, and he's doing the things that he do, Tef. You know.
Yes.
He's dressed up in the traditional Muslim attire, you know, with a disguise and stuff, and he goes in this train, and they start the movie off right, Tef. They give you the ass whooping that you needed for the last like year and a half, 2 years waiting for the film. What did you think about this?
I actually really like that they started off this way because like before, the story was like, and I hate sequels where they go back, but like before the story was you didn't really know that this guy was like a badass, and then you find out that he's a badass.
Yeah, it's a surprise when he pulls out.
We know he's a badass.
Right. It's like a surprise when he pulls out all that can of whoop ass, and you're like, whoa. But right. So we know. So give it to the people quick. So smart choice. I agree with you 100%. And so he's doing his thing, man. And can we just give a round of applause for Liff, who put so much money into this movie that they just got so much screen time. Liff just had product placement everywhere, man. I'm like,
yeah, they did. And I actually kind of liked it. Like it wasn't too invasive in the movie, so it wasn't that bad. But like I liked that he was a driver because it kind of made sense.
It made 100% sense. If I'm walking the earth, Tef, and I'm helping people as I go, why not? And he's interested in people. You know, he reads the books.
Yeah.
He's a listener. And so, perfect. I was like, oh, shit. What else would he be doing, right?
How old is Denzel Washington? 10.
Oh, that's a good question, man. I don't know. He probably old enough to be my daddy. I know that for sure.
Because he looks somewhat ageless.
Oh, well, you know, black don't crack, Tef. It's just this old thing. It's just one of those things.
No, but he just looks, because I'm like, he could be like 40. He doesn't look that old.
So, well.
I think he's 50-something. Oh, anyway, that's what I was thinking about during the movie. But like, in this movie, like, so he's driving this car, and my favorite person is the old man.
Oh my goodness. He's so adorable. He's so adorable.
So cute.
He's so adorable. You're just like, oh man, I just want. Oh, that's my grandpa, man. I want, you know, let's go spend some time with him, right? And he's telling his little story about the.
Oh my god.
You know, about getting shafted, you know, by the Nazis back in the day, and it's such an interesting story, man. You know, just
yes,
I was very interested. And I was very interested in all the side stories that happened in this movie. Now,
yes,
very smart. He's 63, by the way.
What?
Yeah, he's 63. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, this used to be a TV show. And Robert McCall, he was driving. He wasn't driving around in no damn Hyundai. He had a Jaguar. So he was driving around in his Jaguar. And he had like a snooty British-like accent on a show, kind of like Frasier, you know. Very proper, you know. And he was an old white cat. He would just drive around and walk the earth and help people. So they put that element. I think that's why they had so many side stories and, you know, in here and trying to keep the element of the show of him helping people. It couldn't just be one person, you know. So yeah. He still lives in Boston, which tripped me out, right? I'm like, wow, he did all that killing in the first movie.
He's very good at hiding.
Yeah, in plain sight. So, right. So now he's living in an apartment building and he's, you know, helping people out as he can and stuff like that. Still has a relationship with his CIA lady who, you know, I liked her even more. I liked her in the first movie.
I really liked her in this movie.
And I liked her even more, man. And I like how she could whoop a little butt, Tiff, that she wasn't a victim, even though she became a victim.
But not her fault, as we'll see later. Right.
So I love where he lives at, man. You know,
I do too.
He's a man of the people, you know, has a Muslim neighbor. And then we meet Miles Whitaker, who I thought was going to be a problem. He was so street. Go ahead.
This kid is such a good actor.
Really liked him.
Probably like my favorite character in the whole movie, even though it's about
Robert.
The Equalizer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I just really liked him, and he's a very good actor, and what happens later is very touch. Like, this whole movie is so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I dug the relationship between Robert and Miles. He was so try hard wanting to be street, you know, but the kid had talent and everything like that. And he was trying to hustle him out of, you know, painting the gang stuff out. And it seemed real. It didn't seem forced or just some garbage that they try to do with characters on opposite ends of the spectrum, as far as age, as far as ethnicity, as far as something. It's, you know, the director does an excellent job at finding that common ground between the characters and bringing them together the same way he did with the streetwalker in the first movie, you know, with the books, and they found common ground, and, you know, it was believable. It didn't seem like, oh, man, she would never talk to him. No, it was totally believable, just like this kid. You know, his mentor character was gone. No father, no brother. The big brother was murdered, and, you know, and it was very, very well done. So his girl gets in trouble, man, you know, in Brussels, and that murder is pretty gruesome in the beginning, man. Man,
yeah.
And those cats that did the murdering, that was a scary crew, man, you know. Scary.
That was like, that was such a terrifying thing.
Yeah, you just...
Like that woman, and she's like it was kind of very, not hard to watch because I know it's a movie, but like, I just couldn't imagine that happening, do you know what I mean?
I could imagine it happening, and I think that's the reason why it's so scary, you know. It's like, yeah, I could see that happening, you know.
It's very scary.
Because, you know, you live in your routine life, and you come in, and everything is different, right? So, enter Pedro Pascal, man, you know, they're investigating the thing. And you want to talk about great actors. This dude can do any damn thing. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I think the cat is from Spain, right? He talks with a heavy, 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 heavy accent.
No way.
It's natural. I mean, and so he
what? Sounds like my neighbor.
Right?
I'm just like, some people cannot do an American accent because, you know, some people can't do a British accent. It's just hard to do accents. But he sounds American.
Well, remember, he was the cowboy in
the
movie with Exe.
I remember.
And Game of Thrones, he had the heavy Spanish accent. And The Wall, The Great Wall, had that heavy Spaniard accent, you know. So
I just, I love him. He's so handsome. He's so good actor.
I like him too, man. I like to see him. It took me a minute to realize who he was at first, you know, because he looks so...
Yeah, he's clean shaven a little and like not... He usually has like a mustache or something.
Oh, he was like total white bread, right? He was like... Who was that? He looks so common, right? But then you're like, oh, like I didn't recognize him at first. I was like, man, who is it? It's like Paul Rudd, you know, just blending it into the crowd. So, you know, it all goes bad. She gets murdered and stuff. And those guys, man, she gave him the business, boy. Man, she gave him the business. But, you know, and they didn't even like they just robbed her and beat her up.
Yes.
We find out, so, you know.
Yes.
Then the murder happens with the and so at first I thought the buddy was setting her up from the beginning. So
yeah.
you tell me what you think. And then when he went to go get the chocolate, see, it was very clever of the director, because she was like, give me the chocolates. And he was like, the door closed. She was out of sight. He was like, oh, man. I mean, you know, he was like, I'm going back out, you know, to get the chocolates. Yeah. So then I thought maybe he's not a part of it. And then when he met the robber character and they had their relationship, I said, well, maybe he's not a part of it. But when Robert showed up at his house, I was like, oh, he a part of it.
Yes. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
It's a twist
because, you know, you thought he was part of it, then you're like, nah, and then it was like, it was obvious he was part of it, then it was like, nah, you know, and then the homies is out there waiting. Now, didn't his wife think his work buddies are kind of scary?
I know, they're very scary.
It's a scary
But I guess,
crew.
You know, that's part of the movie magic.
Right, but how about him picking up the daughter and getting in the car with the wife?
Oh, my God. When he's like, oh, I'm going to kill you. And he's smiling the whole time. And he's like, and I'm going to, my only regret is that I can only do it once. And then when he's leaving and he does that thing that you do to your friends where you're like, pew, pew, pew. And right. he's like, oh, my God. I was just like, this whole scene is so great. I could watch it over and over again.
Excellent scene, man. Excellent scene. And, you know, just those guys, man, they're dumb. Y'all know what he can do. Y'all know he was better than y'all. You know?
Because you were on the same team.
Y'all was on the same team. You know? Robert, please. Robert, please. So I thought it was crazy they went after Bull Pullman, man. You know?
I know.
I don't know why you were doing that.
Don't shit the bed.
Yeah. He had nothing to do with it. He was no loose end. You know? What was that, to draw Robert out? I don't understand. Because at the same time, y'all went to his house, and that scene with that kid in that panic room.
That was so hard. It was so scary.
That was excellent directing. The intensity was at top level, Tiff. The intensity was just all over the place, and I was just sitting there just biting my nails like, oh, God, oh, no.
I know. It was so hard. When he draws that frowny face.
Yeah, because I was like,
oh, it gave me goosebumps. I was so terrified.
Right, because at that point, we did the old infiltration of the gang projects. And that heartwarming scene with him pulling the gun out on the kid, man, and, you know, that shit there was so intense. And I loved it because I was sitting next to a guy and he was like, oh, man, that wouldn't happen. I was like, man, them people they were so outdone that anybody would do that. They was like, shit, I ain't messing with this dude, because they just kept saying, who's that? Who was that?
Yeah.
You know, and he takes the boy out of there, and I thought they were going to do the cliche beat up the gang members in the hallway thing, and they didn't, but they gave him the time to have a moment where cement in your heart with this kid, at least mine, you know?
Yeah.
And so the kid is painting his house and stuff, and he comes in, and you want the kid to survive, because they didn't went through that scene before, right? And you're like, oh, did they just set me up, you know, to watch this kid die and me cry?
I was going to be furious. I probably would not have liked the movie if he would have died.
Yeah, so, you know, they did that. And then, so he goes to his old place, right? You know, he goes and hides.
And there's a hurricane.
Yeah, and they were talking about the hurricane the whole movie. And I was like, they in Boston. Why are they talking
about
the damn hurricane?
Yeah, why are they talking about this?
you too.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
So, great scene, man. What a backdrop for an action scene at this hurricane, this episode
of
this hurricane.
I could totally see this as like a level in a video game.
Me too. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I said, oh, I want to play this. That's all I could say. I want to play this. I think they had one Rainbow Six game where they did this, where it was a hurricane, but you were in and out of a hotel, so you only spent a little bit of time on the street. But, man, I have never seen action like this with this takedown of this crew in the middle of this hell, you know. Oh, my goodness.
And here's the thing. Here's what I really like about it. In the first movie, Robert works at, like, a Home Depot-type place, and the final scenes in the movie take place in the Home Depot.
Right. Type. Yes.
It is very similar. It's a similar structure, but it is not the same story, which is really great. That's how you do a sequel. He's having similar experiences, but they are not the same experiences.
And it makes sense for his fighting style, because standing up to those four monsters and the monsters in the first movie, you would not survive. They're trained killers. All four of them at once, you're going to die. You have to spread them out. So that's what he does. But I guess they're like, we are all equalizers, you know, so I'm going to get him. But you're playing on his home turf. But they lost to him. Man. Bad.
Really bad.
Bad. And they had the kid in the trunk. Now, I don't think the bad guy, Pedro here, I don't think he used the kid to his advantage that good, you know, because
yeah.
I would have did something else. You know, I would have left one of the homies back and be like, listen, if we don't check in, he's dead. I wouldn't have did that because you had no real advantage because of the weather. You know, maybe y'all wasn't thinking that it was going to be that bad, but.
But it was cool.
Oh, it was so cool. So cool. Takes him out. Then he goes back to the house. The house is cool. I like the scene in the house. But Tiflebot, let me bring something up.
Mm-hmm.
I think a little tear rolled down my face.
Mm-hmm.
Those two old actors at the end.
Fuck off.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I was like,
I'm getting goosebumps just now.
What a acting. What a scene. How believable was those two unknown actors? I don't know them people. They came in. It was so believable. I was like, oh my goodness. I can't believe what I'm watching here. He found a sister. She's back.
Oh, Gulp. My God.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it was okay. Great. And so then they showed up the garden and stuff and how great the apartment looks and, you know, gave those people back their lives and stuff. Great movie, too. Great movie.
Yeah, I'd highly recommend it.
Now, I will say this. The only drawbacks from the movie is it's very like, very much like the first one as far as pacing. It does have some slow moments, you know. But, you got to get through these moments because they're not wasted moments. Because he's doing the man walking the earth, helping different people things. So it seems to go a little slow at points. I will not lie and say that it's slow at times. But
yeah.
The payoff for the next is the action scene after the slow off is well worth it. You're like, oh God. Like the scene where the guy tried to kill him in his own lift car. Oh my goodness.
Oh God, that was crazy. Breaks a lot of arms in this movie and it's very, very hard to watch.
Oh, it's very bad. What about the little intern that the guys raped up there? And oh my goodness, that scene.
Oh my God, that was so intense.
It was intense, Jack. Like I said, the payoffs just make it like, okay, so we had to wait for that, but I'm glad because the crescendo of that period is just so, it's just Mamma Mia, you know, it's just beautiful. Love it. So, we love The Equalizer, man, you know? So,
yeah, go see it.
And I was thinking that, you know, they can't do that again. That was a phenom. Wrong. It was great. You'll love it. If you like the first one, you'll love this one. Trust me. Very good. So, that's going to do it, Tiflebot. That's it for Comic-Con, man. Well, Summer Comic-Con. We'll be back next week with some more Comic-Con news because it'll be the big news to come out this week. And so, we'll talk about that next week. But I think Rogue Nation comes out next week. But we're going to see that the week after, man. Give you a chance to go see it. Well, not Rogue. I keep saying that. Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
You want to go see a good movie, go check this out. Especially if you want to get away from some of the, you know, the superhero-y things. Not everybody's into that stuff. Tiff, I'm gonna bring something to your attention in this movie. I don't know if you see.
Okay.
There was a picture on the back desk of the FBI person. It was a picture of a general and a lady. That same picture was a part of the evidence in the first Jack Reacher movie. It was two of the people that was having an affair in Jack Reacher 1. And I sat there and I said, oh my God, are they trying to connect these movies? Are they connected? If you haven't seen Jack Reacher, it's a very good movie. It's Tom Cruise. People don't like Tom Cruise. Jack Reacher 1 and 2, both good. But it was the same picture. It was like a photograph, you know, like this is like on my mantle. It was the same two people. I was like, oh man, are they connecting Jack Reacher and The Equalizer? Oh my God. Anyway, so that's it, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol, and with me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tiflebot.
It has been a pleasure, as always.
And no SM, no 00, no VE, and he'll probably be back next week. So, look at that. I gave him a nice shout out. There you go, Dwayne.
Hello, Dwayne.
That's right. And so, until next week, y'all, we will be
on Patrol.